Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, Jeff will share with you the industry predictions, disruptions, and solutions for 2020. We will learn from Jeff why you need to change your skill level to win and live unreal in 2020. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover.
We're here with Glover U, coming at you with some important information for 2020 predictions, disruptions, and solutions. This is probably one of the most important videos that we've produced so far this year, and I hope you'll watch it maybe a couple times as you're putting your business plan together for 2020. So why is this important right now? Well, of course, it's business planning season, and anytime you put a business plan together for the upcoming year, you should always take into consideration a couple of things. There's a study, number one, that I always print off. It's called the National Association of Realtors Profile of Home Buyers and Sellers. I always print that study off every year because I want to know what the trends are. I want to know what the buyers are saying, what the sellers are saying, what the consumer is expecting from us. And that's a great report that I print off every year as I'm doing our business planning. Before you go to do your business planning this year, I want you to watch this video. And the reason for that is because I'm going to share with you things that you need to be prepared for, things that you may need to adjust, some skills that you might need to adapt, and of course, some goals that you might need to put in place for 2020, because we've got an interesting year coming up. Not just because it is the start of essentially a new decade, and ending of a 2000 to 2020 decade, or 2010 to 2020, but because there's some changes taking place in the market. And I'm not just talking about the real estate market. There's two types of markets that you should be aware of and that you should follow on a regular basis. Of course, there is the real estate economy, and then there's the real estate industry. So let me first make sure you understand the difference between the two. The real estate economy has to do with interest rates. It has to do with listings taken, listings sold, buyer-controlled sales, days on market, home appreciation rates. That's the real estate economy. And then there's the real estate industry. And industry is trends, technology, changes, laws, things that happen in the industry that we have to plan for. So we've got two things that you need to pay attention to every year. What's going on in the real estate market economy and what's going on in the real estate industry, all right? Sometimes we only pay too much attention to the industry, not enough attention to the market, or vice versa. Now, you've probably heard for years, doesn't matter what's going on in the market, you make your own market. And the reality is there's a lot of truth to that. The difference is this year we've got some pretty significant changes taking place to where if you continue doing what you've been doing, you will see a difference in your business and it won't be a positive one. All right, so a couple things I wrote down here. Three disruptors that we're seeing take place right now and we believe will become even bigger disruptions in our industry in 2020. And that is, of course, the iBuyers, which you're seeing in many parts of the country. Some parts of the country have the iBuyers, some parts of the country don't have the iBuyers. But I want to share with you a few things that I believe will cause this to continue to spread. Number one, listen to this stat. 34% of consumers in the Phoenix metro market reached out to an iBuyer before reaching out to a realtor. 34%. One-third of the consumers reached out to an iBuyer to get an idea of the value of their home and see if it would make sense for them to sell to an iBuyer before reaching out to a realtor. Why is that important? It's important because these iBuyers will be capturing these leads and now selling them to agents for a profit, which means they will be getting in the way of your production. Now, there's two ways you can look at this. You can say, okay, well, I'll just go work the other, 63%, and I'll just focus on that. Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to partner with an iBuyer, and I'm going to make sure the iBuyers know that I'm friendly. Either way, it doesn't matter. We know that it's spreading across the country. Also, in the Phoenix metro market, 11% of transactions in the last 12 months were completed by iBuyers. Now, you may say, well, that's fine. There's still 89% that are not. 11%. Okay, by the way, the iBuyers have number one market share of all real estate companies in Phoenix right now, just in the last 12 months. So we're already starting to see them spread around different parts of the country. You know, obviously I'm in the Midwest and we've seen Zillow offers come to Minnesota. So we know they're coming. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We know that they're coming. So it's important, and we're going to talk a little bit about some solutions to the iBuyers in just a moment. But that's one of the disruptors we see taking place. We don't see going away. We see them increasing in 2020. The second one, the FTC and the do not call laws. As more and more agents are using mass texting functions and offshore dialers and telemarketers to make prospecting calls for them, we're starting to see the FTC crack down, and more so in the real estate industry than we've seen in a long time. Now, you've heard of the do not call law. It's been around for, probably 15, 20 years now, but you haven't really heard of a lot of real estate companies or real estate agents receiving penalties or fines for going against the do not call laws. We're starting to actually see some of those. We're starting to see class action lawsuits against franchises and large brokerages. So I'm not saying that you have to be worried about it right away, but it's certainly, especially if you're using services for mass texting, mass dialing, out-of-state callers, offshore callers, you know your license laws, you have to check those anyways, but that's certainly a disruption that we're seeing take place around the industry, the FTC and the do not call laws. And finally, the third disruption that we anticipate will be enhanced even further in 2020, which probably goes without surprise, that is the technology and artificial intelligence. Technology and artificial intelligence, on one hand, you could argue, and for a lot of franchises out there, is going to help agents produce more. It's going to help them be more efficient. It's going to help them get more done in less time. On the other hand, technology and artificial intelligence will actually get in the way. It will actually hurt us. You know, most of these companies, say for instance Zillow, I know they're like the big bad thing now. Well, Zillow doesn't want us to get out of the business because they want to continue to sell us our leads. But as technology improves and artificial intelligence improves, that's going to put us in a position to where leads are going to cost more, and it's going to be harder to get that particular lead because these companies are going to get in the way. So we have three big disruptors that we're keeping our eye on for 2020. The iBuyers, the FTC do not call laws, and of course, technology and artificial intelligence. So I want to walk you through some of my predictions for 2020, and some of them relate to those disruptions. And of course, after we get through those, we'll go into some solutions. So I wrote down, of course, this is probably no surprise to you, more deals will be done by iBuyers and disruptors. Whether it's Zillow offers or click to purchase or instant offer, more of those deals are going to be done in 2020 than we saw in 2019. Now, what does that mean for you? That probably means a little bit less market share. Now, because they're not in every part of the country, you may not feel this yet, but there will be more iBuyers in 2020 than we see in 2019. The other thing that we're seeing in 2020 is real estate agents and teams getting into the iBuyer business. Now, that may not mean a whole lot, especially if they don't have a big bankroll to back it and if they're not buying homes for a significant percentage of the value, but be aware that a lot of these iBuyers are buying properties because, of course, you'd say, oh, well, I have a script for that. I can get them. I can net them more. Well, yeah, that's a great script, and I've been using that script too, except now iBuyers are buying their homes for 92, 93, 94% of the home's value. Well, you factor in 6%, and now all of a sudden we're right there. It's essentially no different for a seller to take an offer from an iBuyer than to work with a real estate agent. So this idea that, well, yeah, but they're just offering them way less. Well, maybe some markets are only offering 88%. But as time goes on and it becomes more competitive, they're all starting to creep up. We're seeing some all in the low 90s. And they're getting their money from Wall Street. So, you know, they don't necessarily need to have a big margin as long as they continue to get the data and they get the rest of the transaction, which means the carpet, the paint, the title work, the mortgage work. They can make their money on that stuff. They don't need to make it on the real estate deal. So be aware, the iBuyer is going to be a big disruptor for us. Next, I wrote down what I predict for 2020. Prices will stabilize and we'll start to see more of a normal market, which is a good thing, especially for buyer's agents. You might not have to compete with 50 other buyers for one particular home. Why do we think prices will stabilize? Because we believe that inventory level will rise. Why will inventory level rise? Inventory levels will rise because the word will get out there that the market is starting to slow. And average Joe, mom and pop buyer, seller will say, let's take advantage of the equity in our home now while we can. And also investors will start to offload properties. Some things that we plan on seeing in 2020. I wrote down, brokers and teams will merge and shrink their physical space. So you'll start to see a lot of brokerage mergers and you'll start to see a lot of team mergers. And of course, you'll start to see smaller physical spaces. More agents working out of smaller space. We already saw that in 2019. We believe that will continue in 2020. I wrote down there will be less teams in the real estate industry, but there will be bigger teams. So because of all the mergers taking place, there will be the teams that provide a high level of value, high level of service, whether it's marketing, advertising, or what, or service to the agents in terms of transaction management, whatever it is, you're going to see smaller to medium-sized teams start to merge with larger teams, and the larger teams will get even larger. We plan on seeing that in 2020. Next, I wrote down distressed sales will increase. Why will that take place? Well, because whenever a market starts to soften, there becomes a little bit of uncertainty, especially in an election year, we tend to see more distressed sales taking place. And some markets across the country are already seeing this in 2019. So we definitely believe we'll see just as much, if not more, in 2020. Investors will start to offload properties. I already mentioned to you why that is. Excuse me. As investors get word that prices have peaked and appreciations are slowing, they'll offload properties so that way they can get their equity out of them. When they get their equity out of them, that means a new listing on the market, more inventory to choose from, means things will stabilize. We won't see the rate of appreciation that we've been seeing. In fact, if you look at most markets across the country, we're already seeing appreciation rates coming to essentially a halt. Year over year values of maybe 2 or 3% with a plus sign still, but compared to last year, we were seeing year over year values in the double digits in most markets. So we go from double digits to single digits in just 1 year. What happens? Investors get scared, they get worried, they start to offload properties. We're seeing that in markets across the country. Good news in 2020, appraisal issues will decline. You'll have less issues with appraisals. More lenders and buyers will be getting appraisal exceptions, and appraisals won't be coming in low like they were at one point in time because the home values aren't raising faster than appraised prices. They're staying pretty flat or maybe going the other way in some markets. So the good news is we won't see a lot of appraisal issues. So, which means less multiple offer situations, buyers' offers getting accepted the first time around. However, they'll want to see more homes. There'll be more homes for them to choose from, which means they'll be less urgent. So meeting a buyer on a Monday and selecting them on a home by Thursday or Friday because there's only 5 to choose from, that's going to change. When they've got 10, 12, 15 homes to choose from, they'll look at those 10, 12, or 15 and they know that there's more coming on the market, so they won't be as urgent to buy a home, something we'll see in 2020. I wrote down social media will become tougher to compete. Facebook and the social media companies are doing everything they can to try to hide or block as many of the business-looking posts as possible. They don't want everyone's news feed to be full of a sales pitch. So you're going to have to get creative in ways to stand out on social media in 2020 if you want to get the same amount of business. If you didn't change a thing, the amount of business that you see from social media, for instance Facebook, will decline in 2020 if you don't change anything. What do you need to change? Well, maybe you need to go live more often. Maybe you need to use more photos in your posts. Whatever it is, that's a whole other discussion, but it's going to be tougher to compete on social media in 2020 than it was in 2019. I wrote down AI responders, artificial intelligence responders, and CRMs will win the game. I mean, think about it. If artificial intelligence responders are able to respond to consumers, how will that affect your business moving forward? Well, if you embrace it, you're going to be just fine. But if you say, you know what, I don't need a CRM with artificial intelligence response, you're going to lose to the agents that are using that in every single lead. I wrote down consumers in your database will be less loyal. Why will consumers in our database be less loyal? The answer to that is simple, because when things get easier for them, whether it's technology, whether it's reaching out to someone through internet, through an online source like Zillow, they can get their answer like that. They're going to be less loyal and less likely to reach out to real estate agents. And I'll give you a perfect example. For those of you that were in the business 7-10 years ago, you probably remember the whole idea of free CMAs. You know, you used to see it in the phone book, you'd see it on postcards. It was just a regular occurrence that you'd see on a regular basis. Get your free CMA. Want to know your home's value? Come, reach out to me today and I'll give you an idea what it's worth. Honestly, how many consumers do you believe are reaching out for a CMA today? Slim to none. Why is that? Well, because they can go to Zillow first to check their estimate. They can go to Redfin. They can go to Trulia. It all has an idea of what their home is worth. They don't need to call us anymore. So if you wanted to argue, well, why will consumers be less loyal? That's a perfect example right there, because the technology is offering them something a lot quicker and without having a discussion. Therefore, it leads to less loyalty. All right. So guess what happens? Why will consumers be less loyal? I've got some thoughts there on that particular point, because when you think about your business in 2020, You need to put a plan together that involves keeping your clients loyal to you. I want you to take into consideration that what you're doing right now will cause you to have less transactions in 2020 than you had in 2019 because your clients will be less loyal to you. So when you're thinking about your 2020 plan, which I'm going to give you some solutions in a minute, I want you to think about, okay, write this question down. How can I keep my current and past clients loyal to me? And then come up with solutions. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay, so why will consumers be less loyal? Well, becoming loyal to their tech, iPhones, Amazon, Zillow, is something that we're seeing consumers do. I gave the example of the CMA. They're more loyal to their cell phone, to their Zillow account, to wherever it is where they go on and check their home's value than to anyone else right now when it comes to real estate. So this idea that if they're ever thinking of selling, they're always going to call you to get an idea, 95% today, start their home search online, and they're being constantly marketed by other realtors with great online reviews or great response times. What's going to happen, especially you guys have been in the industry, you've all gotten this call, oh, Jeff, I'm so sorry, we were going to call you, it happened so fast, we saw this house on Zillow, and we went out to an open house, and there was five people there, and we didn't want to lose out on it, so we just made an offer. What was the first line in that example? Because it's happened to all of us. We found an open house on Zillow, we went over there, there was a frenzy, we made an offer. I'm sorry we didn't use you, even though you've been in our database for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, even though we've sent you to client events, and we've sent you pies, and we've done this, and we've done that. Consumers will be less loyal to the database in 2020, mark my word on that. So here's the good news. I got some solutions for you, all right? And I want you to write these down. Okay, number one, we have to add value to keep them loyal to us. Okay, that's kind of the overarching thought behind this entire video, if you will. We have to add value to keep them loyal to us. We know they're going to be less loyal. If at this point in the video you haven't figured that out, you got to go back and watch it again because we know they're going to be less loyal in 2020. So how do we not only keep them loyal, but how do we make them more loyal? Well, there's two ways you grow a business through a database. You either add more people to it or make the people that are in it refer you more. Well, how do we do that? I wrote down, you add value to keep them loyal. So here's some questions that I want you to consider. Okay, I want you to write up this question on a whiteboard or on a yellow pad or wherever you can write these things down, and I want you to answer these questions. Obviously, you don't have to do it right this moment. Do it at a later date. Do it as part of your business planning. Okay, I want you to write the first question down, and that is, what do I have to do so a customer never has to call me first? What do I have to do? What do I have to change? What do I have to add? What do I have to implement so a customer never has to call me first? Think of your transaction. By the way, we've identified 67 pain points in a seller transaction from the time you take a listing all the way to closing. 67 opportunities where a consumer is waiting to hear from us on something. So every year we do this activity as part of our regular business planning. We write up that question. All right, what can we add, change, or implement so a customer never calls us first? All right, I use the appraisal example all the time. You know, the appraiser leaves, you know, the appraisal's between 4 and 5 o'clock, it's 5:01, your phone rings. Hey Jeff, the appraiser just left, you got our results back yet? No, I don't have the results back yet, right? It's gonna take 3-4 business days before they get the report. But what if you beat them to that call? Or better yet, what if something happened, whether it's through your CRM technology or through you personally, where you reached out to them prior to that call even being an option? Think about that. What do I have to do so I never have to? Why is that important? Well, it's important because if you survey consumers, again, going back to the National Association of Realtors profile of home buyers and sellers study every single year, number one complaint by consumers, I always had to call my agent first. I always had to reach out to them first. So every year as we put our business plan together, we think of out-of-the-box ways to beat the consumer to those calls. Solution, make them more loyal. Next, I wrote down, what is your database formula in 2020? What is your system? You may have heard ours by now, the 4x2x1x12. We're going to dig into that deeper at our summit this January. What is your database formula? How many times are you reaching out? What are you sending? Next question I wrote down, what does your content look like? What does your content look like? What are you sending to them? What are you putting in front of them? You know, 10 years ago, it was really cool when everyone first started using Publisher. Microsoft Publisher. Oh, what did you create that on? Oh, I created that on Publisher. Wow, that looks really sharp. It looks really cool. It looks really modern. Well, next thing you know, everyone's creating something on Publisher and everything starts to look the same. Now, what's popular? Canva. Well, what's going to happen a couple years from now when everybody under the sun is using Canva? Everything's going to start to look the same. Have you considered hiring a graphic designer? Have you considered hiring a publisher? Seriously, think about that. I want you to think in terms of something that you can provide your clients that's infotainment, information that's entertaining. What could you put out there that would give them information and also entertain them, which is something that they look forward to opening instead of these stupid, you know, set your clocks back or here's 15 ways to carve pumpkins this season or 9 different holiday wreath decoration styles. Give them something of value, something that's informational, something that's entertaining. How do you activate them? What does your client party look like? What does your client event look like? Are you doing something with kids involved? Are you doing something for adults? What do those look like? I wrote down and I put an asterisk by this one. Is your mission statement experience related? Think about your team or your personal or your company's mission statement. Is it related to the customer's experience? I always reference 3-4 years ago, we hired a consultant to come into our company when we hit a plateau. We're at about 550, 600 transactions. And there's 2 things we got out of that. Number one, we needed to create a mission that our associates could rally around that had to do with the customer experience. And number 2, we had to actually provide value to our past clients. You know, for those of you that know me, I always follow this simple formula. There's 2 types of people in this world. People you know, people you don't know. Which group is bigger? Obviously, the group of people you don't know. So I just went after that. And over here, yeah, we'd provide them good service and we'd hope they'd come back to us. But my database 3 years ago was an Excel spreadsheet. That was it. So we had a consultant come in and we discovered we had no clear mission and we needed to create a mission that our associates could rally around and had a lot to do with the customer experience. So you probably see, live unreal. Where did that come from? Living an unreal experience to deliver one. Living an unreal experience to deliver one. What does that even mean? Well, what that means is if you're living an unreal experience on this earth with your family, with your coworkers, you're more likely to deal one to the customer. They're going to feel that in the experience. They're going to feel that in your attitude. They're going to feel that in your excitement. So is your mission experience related? And of course, do you have a database plan? We never had a database plan. So what's really cool, we've got an event coming up in January where we're going to dig into what did we implement and how did we arrive at that mission and what is it like in our culture around that mission? Okay. I wrote down, what information will you share with them and when? Right? We're talking about helping our consumers be more loyal to us. What are we going to share with them? How often are we going to share it? Do you have a database calendar for the year? Have you outlined every week or every month what you're going to do in advance? I would encourage you to do that as part of your business planning. How can you make your client's life easier in real estate? How can you make the transaction smoother? What does your client rewards program look like? How could you help them to live an unreal life? What I love about the whole adding value to the database is it really solves the problem of the concern we have with some of these disruptors, right? When you think of the iBuyers, when you think of the FTC and do not call laws, when you think of technology and AI getting in the way, it really puts us in a position to have consumers that are more loyal to us, which is why, if you haven't figured out by now, our number one focus, and I say our, Jeff Glover and Associates, the real estate team we have here in Michigan, and also Glover U, our training and coaching organization, our number one focus for our clients and for our business in Detroit and in Grand Rapids is to build a massive database, add value to it, and improve our ROI. So there's no wonder why at our event, which is coming up in January 6th, 7th, and 8th in Orlando, we are spending 3 days talking about how to build a massive database, add value to it, and how to get the most out of it. Now, I'm going to share what we did because, by the way, we went from less than 100 transactions from our database 3 years ago to over 400 today. So I'm going to share with you what we did to go from 1 to 400, which I think it's important that you hear that. We talked a little bit about that. We created the mission. I added a formula. We're going to dig deep into that. But more importantly, I've scoured the country for agents and teams who have claimed that their database business is their number one source of business, number one, and number 2, they have to be closing at least 100 transactions a year from it before I'll put them up on stage. So I have five panels going on. I've got six one-on-one interviews. I've got six sessions where I'm sharing with you everything we did. Right now, I've already lined up two keynote speakers. By the way, the keynotes, I should share with you, when we implemented this customer service experience in our company, we read a book and we studied a book and we read it weekly with our associates at our sales meetings and we really dived into it. It's called The How of Wow. All right, Secrets Behind World-Class Service. You may have seen this book, Simple Truths, you know, small, easy to read books, but you know, it's 50, 60 pages, 70 pages or so. We read this book. We also read Polling Together, which is 10 Rules for High Performance Teamwork. And finally, Leading with Passion, 10 Essentials for Inspiring Others. So if you want to pick up some books, I encourage these three books, Leading with Passion, Pulling Together, and The How of Wow. Why am I sharing with you these three books? Because I have the author, John J. Murphy, as one of our keynotes at this January's event. By the way, it's called the Live Unreal Summit. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, I would encourage you to go to liveunrealsummit.com. That's LiveUnreal Summit, SUMMITT.com, liveunrealsummit.com. So you can Google it, it'll come up, all right? So why am I sharing these books with you? Because that's our keynote, the author of these books. He's written 20 plus books on the customer experience, leadership, management, and so forth. Also, another keynote that we've secured, his name is Bruce Himmelstein. Bruce Himmelstein not only was an executive for Oceania Cruises and Marriott, most notably, he's known as a former chief marketing officer for the Ritz-Carlton, and he was behind Blow the Dust Off the Lion and Crown campaign, which essentially revived that brand. So we're going to have him on stage sharing, once you've got this great customer experience, how do you let your database know about it? How do you tell the world about it? So we've got a great guy on the customer experience who we personally worked with, and then we have Bruce Himmelstein, former executive at Ritz-Carlton. Nothing to do with the real estate industry. Why is that? That's because I want you to stand out in your market. I want you to stand out amongst your database. All right. If you're wondering, well, why wouldn't you bring a keynote from the real estate industry? Because they're sharing with hundreds, if not thousands, of realtors across the country. I want someone from outside of the industry who thinks different, thinks outside the box. We have 2 days of masterminds, 12 different masterminds in total. We've got a welcome party on Monday night. Again, six sessions that I'm doing personally, 20 plus panelists, six one-on-one interviews, and three amazing days together. Now, you're probably wondering, this must be like $1,000 or something like that. Nope, it's $299, which means it's less than $100 for each day. All right, by the way, right now, flights are still around $200 or less. Some of our associates booked their flight for $132 today. Detroit to Orlando, not bad. Depending on what city you're in, it may be more, maybe less, but we're seeing most major cities around $200. So book your flight early before those go up. Finally, the hotel. Normally this hotel is about $220 to $230 a night. We've got them down to $185 a night using our group rate. So even the hotel is on a discount. So your registration is $299. Hopefully you can book a flight for a couple hundred dollars and your hotel is maybe $600 out the door. You're less than $1,000 for three full days. I know conferences that charge $600, $700, $800, $1,000 just for the registration. Again, go to liveunrealsummit.com or go to GloverU, click on events, you'll see it right in there. All right. Other than that, my hope for you in 2020 is that you take everything we shared in this video into consideration. I would encourage you to go back and watch this again because I shared with you the disruptors, I shared with you the predictions, and more importantly, I shared with you the solutions. And if you want to be a part of the solution, then join us January 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Omni Resort in Orlando, Florida at the beginning of the year. It's not busy yet. It's beautiful down in Florida. I don't care where you're coming from. It's a great time of year to be down there. Come a couple days early. Bring the family. A lot of people are actually bringing their kids down the weekend before. We purposely did it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so you can enjoy Friday, Saturday, Sunday with your family, and of course, they can stick around for Monday through Wednesday, or they can head home separately. But seriously, what else you got going on January 6th, 7th, and 8th? It's not like all of a sudden our phones are ringing off the hook and everyone's saying, oh, we want to put our home in the market. We want to put our home in the market. It's still slow in the business, and it's a perfect time to start the year off right. So we hope you'll join us again. That's at the annual Live Unreal Summit. We're anticipating 1,000 realtors, top agents and teams from across the country. We hope to see you there. Make it a great day. Bye.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with GloverU podcast. To get started on having a listing-based business, take the Listing Agent Self-Assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of GloverU will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/listing. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify, and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, our business from our database will decline in 2020 if we don't make changes today.